for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 12th Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, February 16, 2008. Cheryl Batts is the speaker of this service, teaching on Have You Lost Your Fight?
Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you lost your fight? Have you lost your fight? Somewhere along the way, caught up in the multiplicity of things that we have to do in this life from day to day, and the vicissitudes and the trials of life that come from left to right, and sometimes they permit us like raindrops. As soon as you settle one thing, something else crops up. And you settle that, and then something else crops up. Then you settle that, and something else crops up. Finally, you begin to feel the wear and tear of life on this physical body. And sometimes you forget to take your spiritual vitamins. So you know if you forget to take your spiritual vitamins, there are times when you forget to take the physical vitamins that we oftentimes need because of the lack of things that we're not getting in our food. So when you find that you have given out and put out fires and put out fires and put out fires and put out fires, and all of a sudden you feel something that you have not felt before standing at your door, and you can't fight, and you think, what is this? Wait a minute. This is a new experience. I can't fight. What is this that I'm feeling? What is this that has strapped me so I don't want to do anything? For a moment, you fight because that's what you've been raised to do. But then there's another hit. Then comes another hit. So now you back off of confrontation. You begin to back away from contending with the devil about his encroachment into your life, into your home, on your finances, because something has happened that you have not experienced before. It's called at ease in Zion. It slipped up on you because that thing that you felt that began to strap you down just a little bit at a time, a little here and a little there, was the general of tiredness sending in his underlings. See, he can't come in full force on you because, see, you're too ready for that. But hit after hit after hit of disappointment, putting out fires. You get one child right and another one goes crazy. You get one bill paid and something comes up from 2001 that you thought you had paid and it's got all sorts of taxes and liens upon it. And you try to cut that down and get that squared away. And all the while these thoughts are going through your mind. And what are these thoughts? Thoughts of, well, I'm a saint. I'm a saint. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I ain't supposed to have these kind of problems, and I can't tell nobody. And what are they going to say down at the church if I let them know that all this stuff done cropped up, and my kids ain't doing right, and my husband, he crazy. You know, they doing up late at night watching that internet anyway. So now, just like a man who is abusive, the devil has now strapped you fear of man. What man has to say, the way people do it all the time, and now you're strapped and you're actually caught up in your own personal witchcraft. Because now you are manipulating yourself through your own fear.
All
right. Ooh, that's pretty hidden, ain't it? Because you never think about that. You don't think about your own personal witchcraft strapping you down because your belief system is based on something other than who God is. And the liberty and freedom that comes when you finally get saved and you get free. See, we think we understand freedom, but we really don't understand freedom when we get saved. It is as we have been taught this afternoon. We come in and there's a certain amount of freedom and we think that we've got it and we begin to walk in it. But then all of a sudden you might come full circle and find yourself strapped again and you cannot get out. And why can't you get out? Because the journal of tiredness has come in and now you're tired and now you feel forsaken because you have certain things that say you're never supposed to get tired. I don't know what Bible they read. God rested after 7 days. And I don't even know how long his 7 days is, but mine is 24, and I tell you, I'm tired. We need to understand and have the mind of Christ in every area of our lives, not just spiritually, so that we are women of God who walk high on the mountaintops at all times and never understand that the valleys sometimes happen because you've been on the mountaintop for so long, you're not resting. And if you're not resting, how are you going to hear what God has to tell you? Do you realize that dreams and visions come at night, not only because the gift is there, but because you're so busy during the day, he's trying to get your attention? So that you don't get wrapped up, tied up with this general spirit of tiredness, so that you cannot think. You can't even make rational decisions. And I'm not talking what I think I know. I'm not talking somebody else's testimony. I'm telling you what I know. And you will begin to make irrational decisions because you are tired. And you have a fear of resting because you think that somebody's going to think that you're not spiritual. I believe Catherine Kuhlman died because she wouldn't rest. I ain't going out like that. Now that I got the revelation. Now I'm giving it to you. You do what you want to do. But I ain't going out like that. I'm going to rest. I'm going to rest. I can't give you what God wants to give you. I mean, I can, you know, Catherine Kuhlman did. People do it all the time. They can stand before you and the Spirit of the living God can come to them and they can preach out of that thing. But there is a reservoir. There is a place inside of you that is for you and the Spirit of the living God where you go away with him, away with my beloved, where he can fill you up with himself. So that when you give out of yourself, you're giving out of the bread of life that has been placed in you to be given away. To allow ourselves to get caught up with being tired and get to a point where we don't want to confront anymore. We don't want to contend with the devil anymore. We don't want to clean the house anymore. Dust is an inch and a half thick throughout the house because all you're doing is making a trail from the bed to what you've got to do is back again. But you're not going to tell nobody because you're the great mighty woman of God. You're the mighty daughter of Zion and you never get tired. Yep. He likes for you to tell yourself that. Amos 6:1 says, woe to those who are at ease in Zion, to those on the mountain of Samaria who are careless and feel secure. The notable men of the chief because chosen by God of the nations to whom the house of Israel comes. In other words, those that need the bread of life that God has implanted and placed on the inside of us. We cannot allow ourselves to fall at ease in Zion. See, there's a spiritual dynamic here called balance. You can get at ease in Zion. It's okay. It's okay. Because in Philippians 4:11, that's the kind of contentment that you want to be in. Can anybody find that really quick? Let's go to Philippians 4:11. And there's nothing wrong with that kind of contentment. But before you get to that contentment, got it?
Yeah.
All right, somebody read that out loud for me. Don't be scared, read it out loud. There's a balance. If you stop contending and stop confronting the enemy as he begins to come into your house because you've allowed yourself to get tired. Then you fall into that uneasy ease of Zion. You become content in something that you're not supposed to be content with. And all of a sudden you find that your life is not as joyous as it was before. And it can happen quickly. It can happen quickly. Do you know why? Because if he doesn't do it quickly and fastly at night when you're least expected, you wouldn't let him do it. So he has to find a way to slip in on you when you least expect it. In the Word of God, there are 191 scriptures plus on battle. So if you think that we got into this thing to wear sequins and to prophesy and to be tilt, I have another thing for you. I would rather wear my sequins and prophesy and carry a dagger in my shoe and be ready for anything than to get caught up like I was almost caught up with the general spirit of tiredness who was about to take my life, the life of my family, the life of my mother, and I had to get everything that I had to get. Where? In the face of God. Why? Because there are times when you're not going to be able to get to the saints of God. So that tells me that God is preparing us for an end time. What's going to happen when the TV doesn't work, the internet breaks down, the cell phones no longer ring, AT&T is wiped out? Who you going to call? Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So we are to do battle. We are to be ready in season and out of season. But get a balance in your lives, ladies, and get some rest. I used to wonder about some of the women's conferences that you would go to, and they have a day at the spa. Ooh, I just heard a religious spirit say, yeah. You better get a day at the spa. Number one, I don't want to smell you if you don't get a day at the spa. Nobody else wants to smell you if you don't get a day at somebody's spa. I don't want to see you if you don't get your hair done. Who wants to see all of that? We know how we look when we don't get our hair done. Who? What witness is that to? Who's going to listen to all of that? There is a balance. We're not talking spending all your husband's money in the spa, paying $800-$900 just for a scarf, let alone three outfits or four outfits or whatever you can get with that these days. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about a balance. We have to rest. We have to find that place where you can go and sit down and get a manicure and get a pedicure and let them pamper you, let them do your hair. Because when you, the minute you walk outside that door, you might stick your key in the car and it go clunker. Girl, you know you just spent $50. It's going clunker. Yeah, you know you're talking about, well, I'm going to get this other $50 to get this clunker fixed. When my nails look good, my feet feel fine. Clunker. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, let me call my mechanic. I need a favor, Larry. There's a balance. There's a balance. There are times I used to hear my pastor, someone wanted to know a little about me. Well, I was born and raised right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and went to school in Iowa, Indiana, and Illinois. And in Illinois was where I came face to face with the fact that I had demons. And I found myself just being led by the Holy Spirit, nothing that I did, because I had no idea that this kind of ministry existed. I ended up at John Eckhart's church. I ended up going, hallelujah, God had a plan for my life. And I ended up going before Pastor died, and when Worley died, ended up going to some of those conferences and workshops that they had. And I was like a sponge and just sucked it up. And this was in 1986. And at that time, just prior to that, they had told me that I was schizophrenic. And they had put me on lithium three times a day, the highest dosage. And I didn't know that God would deliver. I didn't know that God was the kind of God that would take you out of a crazy place and put you in a straight place, you know. And I didn't know that what all I was doing and the things that I was doing could even be considered wrong. I was not in balance. I had the Holy Ghost. Because, see, I could prophesy drinking Black Russians. So the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. I could sit at a bar and prophesy to the person next to me and suck a Black Russian down and never stop prophesying. As I began to go to my life and my whole life was going topsy-turvy and the last man God sent was supposed to be the one. He was a warlock and he was supposed to take me out. But that's when God brought me in. And I ended up at Eckhart's church and I ended up receiving deliverance. And I must have stayed on the floor as long as I am now old. I could not believe how many demons I had. You know, and of course it was very scary at first because I started thinking, oh my God, where did they come from, you know? And then as I began to learn, I understood that I had opened those doors because I smoke reefer like some people smoke cigarettes. It was just, that was my life, y'all. That's what I did. See, the more God delivers you from, the less anybody can take away your testimony when you turn them around. See, because I can take any little test right now and I know I'm not crazy and I know I'm not schizophrenic, but see, I know I did not do that either. I know that I stayed on that floor, and I know that I thank God today for the man of God staying in that place and doing what God called him to do at that time and season in his life, and I was obedient to do that because I found that most of the people around me were about as schizophrenic as I was, so the only person that I was going to be able to follow and have good sense was to have the mind of Christ. And that was my cry, was to have the mind of Christ in the heart of God. And in so doing that, God granted me a deep well of wisdom and a deeper revelation in certain areas. And I believe reading someplace in Proverbs, it says something about wisdom bringing torment or something with it. So the more wisdom I had, I thought people would really like me, the more torment that I was in from the people that I was giving the wisdom to. So then that began to kick in the old spirit of rejection that was laying down there. And I had to deal with the spirit of rejection and then deal with the spirit of rebellion from smoking all them reefers and everything. Balance, folks. I'm talking balance. So when I say to you about balance, I understand balance. I can see when my life is getting out of kilter and balance. Why? Because I have been unbalanced, so I understand what balance is. So when I start going the wrong way and I can see schizophrenia on the hill waving at me, I'm not waving back. The first thing that comes to my mind is, somewhere I have opened the door to rebellion. Let me get busy with God. Because, see, I like it on this side. Had I never experienced deliverance, then, you see, I wouldn't know what I was missing and I wouldn't fight so hard for it. So the devil is only going to come in with tiredness so then he's only going to get me so far. He's only going to get me so far. And at a certain point, because I gave up so much and fought so hard for it, and because I had no preconceived ideas about Christianity, I had no preconceived ideas about deliverance. So when I came in full force crazy, just like I am right now. It all. I wanted it all. So when the devil comes and he begins to hit me, left and right and hit me left and right and I find myself getting off and making irrational decisions, that's when I know I'm out of kilter, I'm out of balance, the general of tiredness has come in and I need to back off. I need to back off and get by myself. Sometimes it's physically really in the closet because I have my mom with me and there are people coming all day to care for her, to give her baths and things like that. And they know now that I disappear. After a year, I can do all that if you don't show up for a day or two, but I'm going to take this. I'll be right back. And I go in the door and I shut the door and I take my time. I take that hour. I take whatever time that they take with her. I take my time. And I go in there and I say, God, hey, feel me. I come to the place of knowing we can do nothing without him. You know, sometimes we can say that, but we'll get off kilter and we get to thinking maybe, you know, oh, I can do this one more thing. I can do this one more thing. All I had to do is just, you know, wash this one more load right here. What you need, Mom? Okay. All right. And then you come back and you can't even remember where you were in the scheme of things. When God needs your full attention because he wants to prepare you for these end times, he will get your attention. I say, I would rather give it to him than to let him put me in a position where he has to take it. So, rather than allowing tiredness to come into your life so that you do not You forget to, and you're too tired to contend and to fight the battle with the enemy for the lives of God's people, including your own family members. Get yourself a balance, ladies. You come here, you hear about the love of God, you are strengthened, you go back home, and the battle is on. Once a month, get in the car and drive to a quiet place. It don't take long. It's so much of God. It don't take him but a minute to fix you up. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. He knows. They're waiting for you to come back. He knows what you've got to do. All he's interested in knowing is that you are willing to be a yielded vessel and meet him, your lover, your friend, your mother, your father, the Alpha, the Omega, your deliverer, El Shaddai, the Lord mighty in battle. All of these things rolled up to one. You know why he can pour into you in less time than anything else? Because he controls time. How do you know that you slept 8 hours last night? Prove it to me you slept 8 hours last night. For all any of us know, we've already slept 1,000 years and this is just another in the sight of God. Prove that to me, somebody. What kind of God do you think we're serving? Just put us all asleep. I'm just really disgusted with all of them. Just sleep. How would you know? That's the kind of God you serve. And to think, he cares about us. He cares about us enough to have given his only son to die for us so that we will have the ability to come before him with all of our insecurities, all of our doubts, all of our unbeliefs. The fact that we don't even really understand who he is as our Father. We say it because most of us have not had the experience of knowing what a good father is. So we find ourselves willing to contend with the devil, willing to take back the folks out of the enemy's camp, pull out a dagger, kill a demon, but you're afraid to enter into the presence of the Lord as Abba Father. It's in the quiet time. It's in the time when you become balanced with God that he lets you know who he is. It's in that time, that moment in time, because he controls time, that he rolls himself all up in one like a Tootsie Roll and gives you a bite and you go, good. And you hardly know each time that you bite on that Tootsie Roll, what am I getting today? Am I getting the Lord of Hosts? Am I getting the Prince of Peace? Am I getting the King of Kings? Ooh, am I just getting a little Zoe energy to keep going. How wonderful to think of God in that way.
Yes, hallelujah.
Anything you need, he's got it.
Right, hallelujah.
You know, I hear these love songs that they sing in the world. And if you take those love songs out of the context of what they're talking about and listen to those words, because God loves music. And when they tap in, they may be tapping in and they may get in the wrong words from the devil, but the music was God's to begin with. He loves music. He loves those creative art forms. And all he's trying to say to his children is that, I love you. Come away with me. Be with me. I will stroke your hair. I will kiss your face. I will give you your name. I will tell you who you are. Man doesn't know who you are. I know who you are. I made you. I have the owner's manual on you. So the quiet times that you spend where you can have a balance and then you can go forth and do great battles with the Lord because your mind is stained on him. There is, ladies, no other mind to have. There is no other mind to have than the mind of Christ. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. How often have we said things just one right, or be the right thing But as it comes out of your mouth, there's a ick to it. I'm like, it was the right thing to say, but someone right with that. And it's because we are getting out of balance. Look for it in all that you do. Don't become paranoid about it. But you know, the Holy Spirit has a job to do in our lives. And we were told by Jesus that the Holy Spirit is sent to us as a gift to lead and to guide us into all what?
Truth.
So when we allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit into all truth of all things, then we have a balance. We'll know what God wants us to do. We'll know how to do it. We'll recognize early before we fall down. Oops, there's something coming. And you'll just stand. Oh my God, you know what it's like? Close your eyes for a minute. Now I want y'all to go back. And for some, it might not be too far back. I'm going to give you an image. I'm going to give you the image of the finest man you can think of. He's just the right height. He smells good. His shoulders are broad enough for you to lay your head on when things go wrong. And the music is going. And he moves to the right. And you move to the right. He moves you to the left, and you move to the left. He twirls you around, and you twirl around, and then he dips, and he brings you back up. You've just followed Jesus the way he wants you to follow him in this life. It's like dancing with him. Why do we have to be so religious? Why can't we just accept that he will smile, he will dance with us, he will love us, he'll tell you in the morning, he'll say, you look pretty today, and you'll blush and look around and try to figure out, who said that? Who in here with me? Because he knows that somewhere along the line, our fathers didn't tell us how beautiful we were. So he wants to be our fathers. And he wants to say how beautiful we are, each one. He wants you to dance with him. He wants you to laugh with him. He wants you to understand balance. He wants you to understand that some battles are not yours. Some battles go on to him. And only in the moment of the dance, when he whispers something in your ear and said, I got this, baby.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I got this. In the scriptures, as I was reading, out of 190 scriptures on battles, there were many scriptures that said, that God said to them, they said, what do we do, God? It says, go up. And I will give you your enemies. And then there were other times when he would allow them to fight. So there are different battles that you're going to have. And the only way that you're going to be able to tell the difference is when you learn to be in a balance with God at the forefront of your life. He will tell you when to contend. He will tell you when to confront. And then he will tell you when to be at ease in Zion, because he got this one.
Hallelujah.
What he wants you to know is that many times it's not about you. It ain't about you. It's about the people whose lives you have to touch. And you get caught up about me, me, and me, and me. It's not about you. Not all the time. When you're dancing with him, it's about you and him. That's a me moment. That's a me moment. Yeah. That's a me moment. But then there are other times when, even in the me moment, and he rebukes. Man, can't he rebuke? I mean, when I found out how sweet he can rebuke, I just fell more and more in love with him. And I got to a place where my standard was set. So so that anybody that came into my life, if they wanted to rebuke me, if they didn't rebuke me like that, then, you know, I was like, okay, I'll, you know, just go with it, you know. But, and in my me moment, I said, you know what she said about me? I said, it hurt my feelings. And he said, yeah, I know. And I danced a little bit more. I danced a little bit more, and he loved me a little bit more. And he said, I like that last bottle of perfume you bought. Hey, you like that? I kind of like that. I thought you might like it. Okay. You told her to say that, didn't you? So how come you just didn't tell me? Why do you have to make her tell me like that in front of everybody? Because I want you to learn what it is to be hurt like that, so that you don't do that.
Right.
I want you to remember it, okay? I'm like, dang. Okay. I hope you don't do that too often. And we dance a little bit more. And it's just like loving a man. The better, the good he is to me, the more I love him. I just can't help myself, y'all. I just love God. I'm just in love with God. And I'm just crazy about him. I'm crazy enough to do what he tell me to do.
Amen.
When he tell me to do it. And I ain't ashamed about it. I know where he's brought me from. I know when he took me off of the lithium three times a day and set me in that right place. I know what it's like to be constantly confused. I know what it is to take three steps forward and two back. I know what it is to have 300 years worth of hatred and slavery built up on the inside of you because it comes from the mother's womb to the child year after year by a curse. And want to know how did I get out here with all these white folk? I know what he's doing in me. That's right. And sometimes he makes me irritate people too. Because they might not see another black person for a long time, so I got to get my dig in while I'm here. I ain't going through that by myself. You know, he didn't put me out here to go through that by myself. See, my family out here has learned a lot working with me, too. Because that's the kind of God we serve.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
We all get to learn a little cultural experience. Until it gets grind in so good, you finally come to the revelation. We all bleed red. We all got kids. We all love our kids. And God is good all the time. Amen? Amen. Amen. The scripture that God gave me, Deuteronomy 21:10, and you don't really have to go there. It says, when you go forth to battle against your enemies and the Lord your God has given them into your hands, and then you carry them away captive. These are the promises that you have when you can remember as the general of tiredness begins to tire you out and wear you down so that you don't want to fight, that God has made some promises in his word. And that he will often do battle for you. He will bring you to that place so that you can depend on him. And 1 Samuel 17:47, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. You speak that to your enemy. Because sometimes that's all you can do. I found myself wanting to pray. Oh, man, I wanted to get in, you know, one of them 20-minute prayers where everything comes down, shake the walls of heaven, let everybody in the apartment building know I'm in here praying. I got this one. Get off me. Back off. And you're so tired, you fall asleep, and about a half an hour later, you wake up. The Lord is my shepherd. Tired. But my heart was there, but I was tired. So what you got? You got the word. When everything else, you got the word, so you can be tired. Just say the word. Keep saying the word. Keep saying the word. Keep saying the word. There's power in the word. There's balance in the word. There's love in the Word. There's healing in the Word. There's everything in the Word that you need. And the one word that you can always say when you can't do anything else is Jesus. Sometimes I can just have to just walk through my house. I see the dust. I'm tired. I'm looking at it. I say, oh, Jesus. I want a meal that somebody cooked other than me. And mama in there, she can't eat. What am I doing? That's Jesus. Sometimes it's all you have. But we always say that. It's all I have. We need to get rid of that. Because if that's all you have, then that's all you need. Oh, hallelujah. Job 39:22, he mocks at fear and is not dismayed or terrified. Neither does he turn his back in battle from the sword. In Psalms 18:39, for you have girded me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me and caused to bow down those who rose up against me. Psalms 24:8, who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Psalms 55:18, he has redeemed my life in peace from the battle that was against me, so that none came near me, for they were many who strove with me. Psalm 140:7, O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head. I have peace in the day of this battle. Proverbs 21:31, the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance and victory are of the Lord. You are the horse, the thoroughbred, pawing in the valley, waiting for the Lord of hosts to take you into the battle. Be prepared and be ready at all times in all seasons, because you have rested. You've rested. You've heard the Holy Ghost. You've let him come on top of you, and he has ridden you into the pasture of pleasantness, the pasture of contentment. You have become at ease in Zion in a positive way, and the peace of God is flowing over you, and the enemy is fighting all around. But all you want the Holy Spirit to do, because you've been trained for battle, is to kick you in the sides and say, let's go. If he does not do it, you still walk and you paw in the valley and you keep your eyes straight. Your nose flares. You smell the battle all around you. But until the Lord of hosts calls you, you will not. You do not move. You stay strong. And you keep your eyes set like flint, waiting for him to give you the signal, waiting for him to tell you it's time to move. Because in all of what he's doing, he's teaching us as warriors to follow the command of our general chief, our commander in chief. And we get the word from our commander in chief through whom? The Holy Spirit. He'll tell you when it's time to make your move. Ecclesiastes 9:11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither is bread to the wise, nor riches to men of intelligence and understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. There is a momentum in God, and there's a time and a chance that we have to make a move and to move into the deeper, deeper things of God and the higher things of God. And if you are not listening, if you have not rested, if you are not allowing the Holy Spirit to tell you when to make the move, you will miss that circumstance and that timing and that momentum of God. It ain't like it won't come around again. But how many times have we, when we have been strapped by tiredness, because when you get strapped by tiredness, you can believe the only memories you're going to have are the memories of failure that you've had. The general tiredness job is not to tell you how good you are. He's to remind you of all the mistakes that you have made. He sends his little cohorts to remind you of all the times you let get away. And in that moment that he begins to do that, You have to be reminded by the word that you have read and the time that you have spent with God that, you know what? I believe the last time I read the word is that God was in charge of time. He stopped the sun for Joshua. So if I did blow that, which I did, what's it to you? I got another opportunity if I just get up in the morning and listen to the Holy Ghost. I got another opportunity
Amen.
To make up for that.
Amen.
These little things, these little scrimmages that we win are the things that prepare us to overtake, like David, to pursue and overtake in the battle. Because it's in those little times that your faith is being built up and built up and built up and built up. So when it's time for the great battle, you're seasoned. You're seasoned. You're seasoned. And the great time of battle is not too far away. So, women of God, daughters of Zion, warriors of God, be balanced in your life right now. Do not get weary in well-doing. Do not get tired now. Not right now. You know, there's a song, and I don't know all the words sometimes. It says, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. And I think it says, though trials may come and the enemy may attack, I still feel like going on.
Hallelujah.
See, I don't think that God expects us during the scrimmage to come out or to be in the middle of the scrimmage white as snow. I don't think that's it. I think what he's looking for, that in the middle of the scrimmage, you remember who he is.
Hallelujah.
You remember whose you are. And when you are laying there, and you look down, and there's blood on the front of your little gown there, and dirt on your sleeves, but you see at the end of it, you see the light coming, and you lift your head, and you say, Jesus, you may not feel like you've done a lot. And you know you're dirty, you done bloodied up, you got your eye black because you didn't raise your hand at the time you were supposed to. Yeah, you got hit. You're dead. But you see the light at the end of the tunnel, and there he is, arms stretched out.
Praise God.
Your faith just a little stronger. And as you move closer to the light, you realize that this was what it was all about anyway. To get from this point to that point, and along the way, get to know who he really is. All the multiplicity of names, 365 names, is a name for every trial, every situation, anything that you can go through. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay that you know it don't fit no more. It don't fit no more. It's all crooked. Matter of fact, you got mad two or three times and took it off. It's inside out. You was crying so hard, you don't even realize it's inside out. And he doesn't care. Because the minute you step into the light, whoosh, you have a brand new outfit, you're a brand new me, and you're ready to move to the next level. And there's your testimony. Amen?
Amen.
There's your testimony. I am encouraged. I am encouraged by you. I am encouraged by the Holy Spirit that whatever I have been through, whatever I have seen, that it was all for the making of who God wants me to be. Someone said, well, a lot of people don't know who you are. That's good. That's all right. Because you know what? There were days when I woke up and I didn't know who I was either. I didn't. I'm not being funny. I was so tired and so worn out and so beat up. I mean, there was this faint thing in the back of my mind that I am a woman of God and I'm gonna get through this. I mean, you know, it was always like, you know, right there. But at that moment in time while I was going through it, I just had to pretend. It's like forgiving somebody. Lord have mercy. Y'all don't sit there. Y'all know. That forgiveness thing is a whole nother sermon, ain't it? Trying to forgive somebody and you know you got proof they messed you up. You got proof. This is not in the figment of your imagination. You know they messed you up. And you're looking at them every time they come to your house. You're looking at them and you're thinking, blessed be the name. How you doing? Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything in you says, if I wasn't saved, I would kill you. And you call yourself a woman of God. All these thoughts going through your mind, you know, you got to repent when they leave. You have to call it unto deep to forgive folks when you know you got the right to not forgive and to be angry. And that's this whole thing that we're going through here. So I ask you when we started, and I hope that you have your answers and that you understand what we're doing here. Not just this weekend, but for the rest of our lives. Have you lost your fight? Are you contending, confronting, or content with the devil? Get your rest. Take some vitamins. Drink some cranberry juice. Cranberry juice is good for you. You know, we need to start eating like the Bible says we're supposed to eat. And take care of ourselves. This is not a play thing out here. People's lives are at stake. People's lives are at stake. Their souls are at stake. And we have a responsibility. The minute we said to Jesus, I do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. We took the responsibility of learning to love him so much that people look at us and see him in us. That in our eyes, they see love. They see forgiveness. And that comes in your quiet time. That comes when you have balanced yourself out with him, with his word. Amen? Amen. Just lift your hands. Father, I give you praise and glory and honor. I thank you, Father God, for this time in your presence. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father God, that through it all, you are wonderful. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. And we lift our hands to you and we say hallelujah and give you the highest praise. Lord, I thank you for each woman that is sitting here this afternoon. I thank you that the blood of Jesus be applied from the crown of their head to the very sole of their feet. I thank you, Father God, that your love is overshadowing each one of us. That the word that our sister gave to us, Father God, your word, you, your personality, your character of love is so permeated in this place that as we lift our hands, we are filled to the brim with your love. We are filled to the brim with your wisdom. We are, Father God, we are the Shulamite woman. We are filled, God, with you. We are filled with your wisdom and your love and your knowledge and your understanding. We are filled with the fear of the Lord. the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We take authority over every spirit of doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus. We take authority right now in the name of Jesus over every spirit of arrested development that would not allow us to grow up and to mature as women of God. We take authority right now in the name of Jesus over every spirit of rebellion, every spirit right now of rebellion and backlash and rejection. We separate them out in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We take authority over and we bind the spirit of selfishness. That selfish spirit that will not allow us to give of ourselves. That will not allow us to see you in another light other than the one that we have been so told that you are. We come against the mindsets, religious mindsets, mistaken mindsets that have been placed upon us by man and his tradition. Traditional mindsets about who you are. We come against it now in the name of Jesus and we curse you at the root. Spirits of mind control, loose the people of God. Loose the women of God in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you right now, God, that we have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. We thank you right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, as you begin to show us line upon line and precept upon precept, those that we have not been able to forgive. We have brought it to you over and over again, and it keeps coming back to us. God, give us the root right now in the name of Jesus, that as we begin to pull away from this thing, we will not go back to our own vomit. We will not continue to hold on to the bitterness and the unforgiveness. Loose the women of God and let them go now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we come against the spirit of cancer, that cancer root, the roots of cancer that are connected to bitterness and unforgiveness. We curse you at the root right now, spirit of bitterness. Let them go now in the name of Jesus. Come out of the mind, the will, and the emotions. Come out of the breast area for where they have not been nurtured by their mothers or their sisters. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go now. Come out of their reproductive organs right now in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. Come, lust from behind the eyes. Lust of the eyes right now in Jesus' name. Lust for things of the world. Manifest yourself and go. Come out now. Loose the women of God and let them go. Now in Jesus' name. We come against lust in the appetite. Lust in finances. Greed. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. All the way out. Unwrap and uncoil and untangle from the spirit of mind. Control and go. I loose an apostolic anointing in the house now in the name of Jesus. Move, you devils, all the way out in Jesus' name. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Rosha, na, 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 boshe. Rosha, na, 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 ye, na, boshe, na, 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 yose, ta. Rosha, na, 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 ye, ko, roboshe, na, na, na. Riasa, na, na, roboshe, na, 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 ye, na, yose. I come against that spirit. Right now, that spirit of mind control, that spirit right now in the name of Jesus of schizophrenia, manic depressive, buying things, not knowing why are you buying them and then not being able to hold a job long enough to pay for them. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Arrested development, go in Jesus' name. Oh, Robosha, na 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 na, Robosha. We lose a spirit of maturity now in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I come against the spirit of tiredness. Tired, tired, and wore down. Unable to pray. Unable to do the things of God. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. And I lose an apostolic refreshing in the house now. In the name of Jesus, an apostolic refreshing in the house right now in Jesus' name, to be able to do battle, to be able to hear the voice of God, to be able to move in the things of God apostolically in the name of Jesus. I lose a balance in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Oh, Roboshata. Nandi Ryoshe, ha Yarobo Shakaranava, Kranda Yarobo Shaka. I come against the spirit of ugliness. I'm ugly. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. My ears are too big. My eyes are too small. while they're not set in the right place. Go off the daughters of Zion now and go in Jesus' name all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go now. Loose the women of God and let them go now in Jesus' name all the way. All the way out. Move, 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 move now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We loose a spirit of maturity upon your arrested development. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. From age 2 and 3, move. In the name of Jesus, arrested development. Arrested development. Age 3, 4, and 5. Loose the women of God. Incest, rape. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go in Jesus' name. Ha-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya minds, come out of their will, come out of their emotions now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shine the light of the Holy Ghost upon you now. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Spirit of maturity, come. Spirit of maturity, come. In the name of Jesus. When I was a child, I spake as a child. When I was an adult, I began to speak as an adult. Move upon the women of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Robo Shanda, Robo Sakayo, Robo Shantaya. All you demons, unwrap, uncoil, and untangle now. In the name of Jesus, come from around the heart, come from around the mind, come from off the will and the emotions of the women of God. I loose a spirit of freedom and liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ to be able to dance, to be able to sing, to be able to worship, and to be able to praise the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus, go. All you demons, go now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Raboshana, Raboshana, spirits of pride. Pride holding on to the way things used to be. Manifest and go. Get out now in Jesus' name. Go. Spirits of pride, go. I lose the spirit of humility to drive you out. Humility, drive it out in the name of Jesus. Ah, ya, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. All of you spirits, go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of pride, spirits of retardation, move out now. Unwrap and uncoil and untangle out of the personality and the characters of the women of God. We lose the spirit of humility. We lose the spirit of humility on the spirit of Jezebel. Unwrap and uncoil and untangle. Loose the women of God now. We break the curse of Jezebel off the family line. We break it off the cultural line now. In the name of Jesus, go! In the name of Jesus, I apostolically say, loose the women of God and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Move it. Move it in Jesus' name. Move it in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Spirits of backsliding. Spirits of backsliding right in the church. Spirits of backsliding right in the church. Go in Jesus' name. Spirits of backsliding in the church. Spirits of backsliding. Spirits that have separated you off and away from the body of Christ. Made you think that nobody loves you. Make you think that nobody sees you. Make you think that nobody knows what's going on. I curse you at the root. I lose the spirit of acceptance in the house. In the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus. All the way out, you devils, move. In Jesus' name. All the way out. Ay, 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 ay. Spirits of rejection, unwrap, untangle, and uncoil from mind control. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anoint these workers, O God, with the mind of Christ. Give them the root in the name of Jesus. Give them the root in the name of Jesus. Wisdom and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 All right, Jezebel. Link up and go with the spirit of mind control. Link up and go now in the name of Jesus. Unwrap and uncoil and untangle off of the hearts of the women of God. Hidden spirits of Jezebel. Hidden spirits of Jezebel link to the spirit of fear. Fear of man. Fear of what man did to me. Turmoil about what man did to me. Come out in the name of Jesus. Fear, Jezebel, because of what father did not cover you. Fear because you were touched by an uncle in the wrong place, by a brother, by a man in the wrong place. Jezebel, you have been cited, and you must loose the women of God and let them go. All men are not like that. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. We loose the angels of God to go in now and to pull you out at the root, out of bitterness, out of cold-heartedness, in the name of Jesus. I'll never let it happen to me again. I will never love nobody like that again. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Oh, Roshando, Yerubosaka. Cursing themselves with witchcraft by what they've spoken out of their mouth. I break that curse now in the name of Jesus. Loose the women of God and let them go. Loose their tongues in the name of Jesus. Go, you devils. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 All those pet demons, the ones you don't tell nobody about, the ones that come upon you in dark doors, behind hidden doors, words spoken by your husband behind hidden doors, words spoken to you by your children behind closed doors in the dark, that have caused deep hurt, pain, and rejection. I curse you at the root too. Manifest yourself and go. Loose the women of God now in the name of Jesus. Go now. Loose them now. Come out of the mind, the will, and the emotions. The blood of Jesus is applied right now in the name of Jesus from the crown of their heads to the very soles of their feet. Hallelujah. 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 Buried secrets. Buried secrets. Buried a long time ago. Buried a long time ago. And dug up again. I curse you at the root. Like animals going back to the dead and picking it up and looking at it over and over again. It stinks. Let it go. Let it go. Lift your hands unto the Lord and say, Lord, I let it go. I let go the past. I let go the hurt. I let go bitterness. Unforgiveness. In the name of Jesus. Fill me, O Lord, with your love. Help me, O Lord. Let me have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. Give me your grace and mercy toward those that have hurt and harmed me. And I won't forget to give you the praise. Tell him hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, O Lord. There is none like you, Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for this time in your presence. And God, as we leave this place, we do not leave your presence. We thank you that you hover over us, God, like a chick hovers over its eggs, by your precious Holy Spirit, ready to birth in us the true personality and character that you created us to have from the beginning of time. We thank you for that, Lord God. We humble ourselves before you, and we thank you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, for wisdom that surpasses all our understanding. Thank you for giving us understanding and revelation in our homes and our finances, O God. Thank you for giving us revelation on our jobs, God. Thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, God, we bind up all backlash and retaliation right now in the name of Jesus toward everyone here, their family and their loved ones, the workers, those that work in the kitchen. We bind bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose our minds from all mind-binding, mind-blocking, mind-hindering spirits in the name of Jesus. And we loose upon ourselves the mind of Christ and the heart of God. And we thank you, Lord God. We give you praise and glory and honor. And we thank you that even as we sit before we begin to go in a fellowship with you, God, that you continue to do a work for the time that we're going to be here in Jesus' name. We accept it. We receive it because you are our Lord and our God. You are Abba Father to us. And you would do no harm to us. You give us nothing but good. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. God, we ask you to bless the food, bless the hands that prepared it, and the hands that served it. In Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. And LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.